I had so much coffee today.
We both did. We tried.
I feel like I'm not here.
I feel like I'm.
But here.
Yeah. Tenfold. I feel like I'm on drugs a little.
Yeah. I walked downstairs, you guys, and I was like, Kristen, I feel like I'm on cocaine. Don't do cocaine.
Don't do cocaine.
But no, that was, yeah.
But we feel this way. I can't even fucking talk. We feel this way because we tried the new Starbucks drink.
So yummy.
It was delicious.
I got a big one.
Yeah. We were in the drive thru and I was like, in my head, I'm like, oh, we're probably going to get a tall because it's a new drink. We don't know if we like it. Alex is like, I think I'm going to send it. I'm going to get a venti. So we got the new Starbucks drink. It's like the shaken espresso brown sugar oat milk thing. It's absolutely delicious, but it's made with blonde espresso,
shots,
which I'm pretty sure has more caffeine because it's less processed. So there's more of that like natural caffeine in the bean.
Something.
Yeah. We feel like we're
it
on
did
crack.
Something to
you
me.
Had four shots of it.
Right. And I had a cup of Joe earlier.
Me too.
Wow.
Anyway, hey guys.
Hi.
Welcome back. This week we're gonna play a little game because last week was really fucking heavy.
Yeah.
But the game we're playing is also kind of heavy.
But also, okay. I feel like it's not gonna be as heavy for us. So basically, we're gonna try and figure out how well we know each other.
Right.
But I think it's not going to be as heavy as we think because we already know each other to those depths.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
It's not going
to
be, well, I mean, we'll see. But yeah. I get what you're saying. Like, I don't think it's going to be this crazy.
Aha. Revolution. Revelation.
Revolution.
The Revolutionary War.
Jinx. Anyway. So, sorry, guys. We have the giggles right now. And we're not high. Don't worry. Last episode, we talked about dreams a little bit, and we both had really weird dreams again last night.
Yeah.
What was yours?
So I had a dream that I had a boyfriend. Weird.
Nightmare.
So, nightmare. Literally. Well, but it was the guy who, we started watching Are You the One?
Yes.
And it's one of the guys from the show.
Yeah.
Won't say who.
Weird. But like, you've never talked to this nothing. So
no,
like,
never.
It's so interesting.
We just like, the whole dream was just like full blown relationship.
And in the dream, it probably felt like hella real. Like you were like, oh, yeah. Babe, hey, pass me. Like it was
it's
like
weird. This is going to sound like very intimate and weird, but like I touched his skin and it's like, how does one dream about touching someone that they've never even met before?
I know. It's weird.
Like
that's like nobody fucking knows. That's what, right. That's why dreams are so mysterious. Like, how does the brain come up with that?
Yeah.
They say, like, any face you see in your dream
is a face you've seen before.
Right. Which makes sense. Like, your brain can't just make up a face.
Right.
But, like,
it's weird. I don't know. No. And I also, like, I've been dreaming. I was telling you this. I've been dreaming a lot of men.
Yeah.
And I don't dream of men. This is new.
That's
it's new.
Okay.
Of course.
But like,
but it's weird. I wake up every morning and I'm like, what the fuck?
You're like, why was he in my dream? Yeah. Like, why am I? Yeah. And it's these men that kind of don't have any like primary significance in your life at
right.
all. Weird. Maybe you should slide on that guy in the DMs. I sound 50 years old.
Hey, I had a dream about you last night. Weird.
I've approached a conversation like that, but it has been with somebody I already know. But like,
I'm not gonna.
Why did you just look at my right ear?
I can't see your right ear.
Well, you looked at the right side of my face.
I'm sorry.
It freaked me out.
Okay.
Anyway, my dream was I was pregnant.
Ooh.
Yeah. I was pregnant and...
Doesn't that have like some kind of significance?
I'm pretty sure it does. I forget what it is. But I've had so many dreams where I was pregnant. And it's the same dream every time. Not visually, but like the same plot. And it's me being pregnant and me being really big and like looking down and touching it. And it's like hard and like
weird,
like normal hard, you know, pregnant belly okay. is like kind of hard. And I look down and I have this wave of anxiety where I'm like, oh, my God, I have to go through with this. I have to give birth to this.
Like there's no turning back.
There's no turning back. And I start feeling claustrophobic.
Whoa.
I start feeling like stuck and
maybe
losing control.
You know what?
What?
I think. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I think having pregnancy dreams means you're like at a crossroads in your life.
I don't know.
Maybe that's why you're feeling claustrophobic.
We'll look it up after this. Yeah, no, I mean that does kind of make sense. Like maybe like a new beginning, like a birth.
Yeah.
But yeah, every time I have one, I have that same like, oh my God, I don't want to. I'm scared. I have to give birth. Oh my God, it's going to hurt. And I start freaking out and then I wake up.
Weird.
This one specifically was so intense that I woke up and like touched my stomach and was like, oh, I haven't had sex in months. We're good. We're good.
Yeah, there's no chance that you're pregnant.
Yeah, not at all. I know this morning you're like, I started my period and I was like, good thing you're not pregnant. And we're both kind of like, well, that wasn't a concern either way.
Yeah.
Months. Anyway, yeah.
Okay, what are you wearing?
What?
Jake from State Farm.
Oh my God. Khakis. I'm wearing a red crew neck. This is not Alex's. She has the same one. It's this Fruit of Loom crew neck that we got. Oh my God. Silence your phone.
So apologetic.
Anyway, yes, that. And then my Mr. Crab socks, but I scrunched them down because.
Yeah, I was going to say, give him some room to breathe.
You're right. Okay, sorry. Yeah, these are Mr. Crab socks, so that's cool. And green shorts from Brandy, and then I realized I'm wearing red and green in March.
Christmas.
I'm a little early to the game. Yeah, that's it. And I have my hair up in a big bun. And we had to adjust the camera because it was literally cut off at first, and it looked so weird, you guys. My bun's really big right now.
It's cute.
Yeah. What are you wearing?
But your hair tie matches your shorts.
It does? It's my God, I have my green silk one. Oh, that's so annoying. Like, I'm not even this festive around Christmas. I look like I'm getting ready to open presents.
You don't, but I get how you feel.
I feel like it.
I mentioned this on Thursday.
Yes.
That I was going to wait to wear the shirt because I've been listening to a new song back to back from this artist, and it's my Cautious Clay merch.
Show it off.
It's, okay, so it's, I think I've worn this before. I don't know if I described it. It's two buildings like waving at each other because he used to be a real estate agent, and like his alter ego, not alter ego, I guess, but sometimes he posts on Instagram of corporate Clay.
Yeah.
And it's just funny. It's just like a funny gag that he has. So I'm wearing this, and I guess that'll lead me into my song of the day. Is he dropped it, I think, last week. It's from an EP and it's called Roots.
That one's good.
I've had it on repeat all day. Every day.
I like it. Acceptable.
That's a good one.
That one's really good.
It was a little more upbeat.
Yeah. They're all really good. I feel like anything he puts out. He's one of those artists where like
you just want to hear his
him
voice.
So hard yeah. that you're just like literally release anything and I'm there for him. It. That's so amazing.
Yeah.
Like I feel like that's a part of an artist that like you rare. Can't strive to do that. That's just natural.
Totally. You can't,
that's not something you are taught or mm-hmm. it's just kind of like natural about your aura.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's like more than just his music. My song of the day is San Francisco by Dom Dalla.
It's a fun one.
It's a really fun one. It's just, I've noticed like, and you probably noticed this too. Like we have like deep house on in the background of our house at all times.
Totally.
Just deep house, like just like that BPM all day in
it's
the house.
Nice. It like, keeps it, us going.
It sounds like we're in H&M or Zara. Yeah. Like it's that Zara. It sounds like fitting room music at Zara.
Oh my God. But this song, it makes me want to, the San Francisco.
Yeah.
It makes me want to be like day drinking at Sundays SF.
Yes. Oh my God. The things I would do to be drunk at Sundays right now. If you know, you know.
Yeah. Fun.
But yes, these songs will be on our playlist on Apple Music and Spotify because it's updated.
We update it.
Fully up. We update it.
Like, we're so good at our job that we just like update
we
it.
We just update it right after when it. Right. Right yeah. Yeah.
It's
updated.
Up. It's up. When you guys go look for it,
it'll be there because we always do that. It's over 6 hours long. So
throw it on.
Get a glass of water.
That's like that's a full shift at work. Like throw an AirPod in. And like put our playlist on and you can be like, okay, by the time this playlist is done, I'll probably be done with my shift.
I have a question for them. Not you. I looked at you like I had a question for you. But guys, are there any songs on the playlist that you're so annoyed of now? Do you want us to take it off?
Yeah.
Like I noticed like no hate, but like Driver's License is on it and like that song's kind of overplayed.
I don't.
Like are you guys annoyed of it yet? If so,
let us know what we can start to weed out.
Yeah. Because things are getting old. I totally get it.
Yeah.
So If you're on visual, comment down below any songs you want us to take off the playlist. If you're on audio, tweet us.
Yeah, tweet us, DM us, whatever.
Yeah, whatever. At Advice Podcast on Twitter and Instagram. So let us know if you need us to take off anything, because it makes
more
sense.
Than willing.
When I was updating it and I saw driver's license specifically, I was like, oh,
that's
shit.
A skipper. That's the thing.
Easily.
If anyone comes across it, they're like, fuck this song again.
I'm over it.
Skip
yeah.
it.
That's.
And we don't want any skippers. This no. is a no skipper playlist.
Yes. Should we rename it? No skippers.
Advice playlist, no skippers.
I love that. We're renaming it.
Okay.
We have to remember. We'll see.
Okay. I'll try.
Remind us, guys. Okay. Let's
should
get
we,
into
yeah,
the
should
episode.
We just hop in?
Yes. So we're going to play a game. I have it behind my back. And here it is.
It's called
We're Not Really Strangers. I have had this game for a really long time. Liza actually gave it to me, God, years ago. Like, I feel like it was when it first came out, she gave it to me. And then this brand also hit me up. This is not sponsored, nothing like that. They just were so kind to also send me an extension pack that maybe we could play on a later episode. I don't know. However,
It was a bold
move on their part. No hate, but they sent me the breakup extension pack like shortly after my public ass breakup, and I was like,
thanks,
you guys.
But kind of not.
Like, did you send it to him too, or are you only sending it to me?
Whoa.
Like,
right.
Come on. But wait, guys. Sorry.
The guy from her blind date just texted her. Breaking news.
Oh my gosh. Okay. No, nothing crazy. That's
okay.
Cool.
I was
anyway.
Like, okay.
No, you're good. I'll tell you later. Anyway, yeah. So we're going to play it.
We're going to kind of set it up and then we'll explain everything.
Yeah. Just a sec.
Okay. So this is a game of getting to know each other. And there's three rounds. The first one is perception. The second one is connection. And the third one is reflection. Different levels of questions. We each are going to ask each other, I think we have to get through 15 cards of each round. And if we feel like we're not getting a full answer from someone, each round we have the chance to use a dig deeper card. So if I'm not getting the answer that I want and I feel like there's more to it, I can use this and you have to dig deeper.
Cool.
How we start. We have to stare at each other in the eyes, and whoever blinks first picks the card first. Are you ready?
Oh, I get what you mean. Okay. Okay, hold on. Let me lubricate my eyes. All right. Let's start with our eyes closed, then we'll open on
three.
Okay, ready?
Oh,
three.
One, two, three.
Fuck. Fuck. Ah! Fuck. I blinked!
She blinked first. So she picks the card first, and I answer the question.
Okay. I love this. What was your first impression of me?
Okay. So I saw you on, it was like a big playground in fifth grade, and you were with your best friend at the time, and it was I had just moved to a new town, so I didn't have that yet, and I saw you with her, and I was like, I wish I had a friendship like that one day.
And you swooped.
Yeah. Big swoop.
Oh, my God.
Not intentionally.
Right.
I think we all started hanging out and, like, you and I just connected.
Of course it wasn't intentional.
Gimme.
But, yeah, that was my first impression. You look like a good best friend.
Oh, my God. I'm already crying. Okay.
Okay.
Go ahead. Thanks.
What do you think is the hardest part of what I do for a living?
Oh, my gosh. Constant innovation. Graphic design, it's like things come and go so quick. Styles, they become basic or dated. And there's a difference of dated and retro. Retro is good. Dated is tacky. And you're constantly just like so innovative. And that's hard.
Yes.
That is like, that's so hard. So
that's pretty spot on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What reality show do you think I'm most likely to binge watch? Explain.
Reality show. You're not much of a reality show person.
Mm-mm.
I would probably say Love Island.
Yeah.
Because I've witnessed it. And I think you get invested in, like, other people's love stories
and the like psychology behind it. I'm like, right. They're acting this way because in their past, I don't know. Like, exactly. I started, like, yeah,
yes,
you're right.
You are very good at analyzing people, and I think you find it fun to analyze people who are on their love journey in a funny way,
right? Not in like a, I hope I'm not in a,
no.
a bad way.
No. Like the fact that Love Island is such like a lighthearted show.
Yeah,
you find it fun to like, okay, they're flirting with that guy because of the ABC.
Right. True.
Yeah. Okay. So some of the questions are, this game is intended for strangers.
Oh.
Some of the questions are things that are like quite obvious, but we have two options. You could answer it as if you've met me for the first time, or we can just skip them. Move to the next question.
Maybe let's do it as if we met for the first time, because the people listening don't know.
Okay.
Right?
Do I seem like a cat or dog person?
Cat. I hesitated because I went back to when I actually met you and you were a dog person. Yeah. I've always been a cat person. I grew up with five of them, and you were always like, ugh, you're a cat. Like, you didn't like them at first.
Right.
And now you are a cat person, so.
What makes me seem like if a stranger were to meet me, what would make me seem like a cat person?
You're soft and gentle and feminine.
Aw,
and that's a cat.
I love that answer.
And that is cat. I feel like this is like a question in third grade.
Explain a kitty.
Wild card.
Shit. Oh, yeah. There's wild cards.
Maintain eye contact for 30 seconds. What did you notice? I think we could blink.
Okay. Thank God.
Okay. Go.
I've looked at your face so many times that it's like.
I know.
Been here.
Ugh. Boring.
Wait.
Are you looking at me?
I'm making it fun.
Okay. I'm really trying to focus to see what I notice differently.
Okay.
That's what I'm trying to do.
Sorry.
This is really weird for audio listeners, but come on visual for this one.
I know everything about your face.
I'm only looking at your eyes. Maybe I need to look at all over your face.
Okay. Oh, good call.
Ooh, I'm just kidding.
Ooh, not that.
Your face is really symmetrical.
Really?
Yes. Like, very.
For real?
Yeah.
I never thought that. Not that I've thought it wasn't, but I've never looked at my face and thought.
It's really symmetrical.
Symmetry.
Yes.
You don't grow unibrow hair.
I don't.
Which is interesting because you're a hairy person.
I am hairy.
And, like, you have fluffier brows. But you don't, I've never noticed, like, you don't have
to
pluck
it. No.
Wow. There's not one hair in between your eyebrows. That's wild.
Cool. Wow. I didn't know that. Thank you.
Yeah. But yeah, I didn't know. Okay. Cool.
This is cool.
Very
cool.
We should
look at each other more often.
Right. What do my shoes tell you about me?
You're not wearing shoes.
Right. Next question.
Okay.
Oh, this is probably a good one. Do I seem like more of a creative or analytical type? Explain.
Analytical. If I have to pick one. I do feel you have a balance, but a lot of your creativity is backed up with logic and analytics because of trends or color theory. Like, you back it up with reason rather than just like what you're feeling, which a lot of people with creative, it is off feelings.
Right.
Yours is not only feelings. It's if there is feelings, it's like psychology. It's not just like vibes.
Right. Spot on.
Yeah. Wild card.
Wow. You get all the fun ones.
I guess.
Is it weird?
Close your eyes. What color is my shirt?
Stupid.
That's stupid. Doing a next one. How many speeding tickets do you think I've gotten in my life?
Okay. None. Because I know you've never
been.
Because
you know that.
Yeah,
should I pick another one?
Yeah.
Since that's like very like. Sorry, guys. Do I seem like someone who would get a name tattooed on myself? Why or why not?
No.
Why not?
You won't. Because I feel like there's a part of you that like thinks it's bad juju. But then there's also a part of you that, like, you don't want to be committed to that forever.
Yes.
And tattoos are a commitment forever.
Yes. Yep.
Cool.
That's it.
What do you think I'm most likely to splurge on?
A, like, excursion stuff. Like, I feel like you'd be down. Like, we're going skiing next weekend. And you were so willing to buy, like, really good ski pants. And, like, anything that is, like, an experience, I feel like you'll splurge on. That's kind of it, though. I don't think you'll really splurge on much else.
No. I think you're right. You're in the right direction. I feel like I will spend my money on memories.
Yes. Absolutely. That's good.
Yeah.
I think that's the way to go.
Your turn to pick a question.
That wasn't my question? Oh. Finish the sentence. Just by looking at you, I'd think...
Just by looking at you, I'd think you were funny.
Why? Funny looking.
Because your mannerisms and your facial expressions are
goofy
and quirky right off the bat.
Yeah.
That's not a bad thing.
It's not a bad thing. And I didn't mean that, yeah, to be so like, but like,
it's a good thing.
I know. Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. What character would I play in a movie?
The one that knew everything the whole time. The one that was like, I fucking told you guys.
Yeah! That's a good one.
Okay, this is the last one for level one. Do I remind you of anyone?
That's a tough one. No. No. I feel like whenever you think like, oh, this person reminds me of someone, that someone that you're comparing them to is always like the bigger factor in your life.
Yes.
So like, you know what I'm saying? Like if I were to see someone at Chick-fil-A and they had mannerisms like you, I wouldn't go up to that person and be like, my friend Kristen reminds me of you.
Right.
It would be, you remind me of my friend Kristen.
Yes.
I see you every day. Yes. You're one of the biggest parts of my life. Yep. So it's like, you don't remind me of anyone. Other people remind me of you.
Yeah.
You know, does that make
sense? It's like when like people are like, oh my God, your mom looks just like you. It's like, no, I look like my mom because my mom came first.
Totally.
Yes.
Okay. This is my last one for this round. Wild card. Ask and answer the next question in a different accent.
Oh, fuck.
Both players.
Oh, the next question. Okay. So we both do this.
Who do you think my celebrity crush is?
You didn't say it in an accent.
You have to, oh, ask and answer. Okay.
Right? Yeah.
Who do you think my celebrity crush is? I can't do this.
I think your celebrity crush is...
Look at my knees right now.
ASAP.
Yeah. ASAP Rocky.
Who do you think my celebrity crush is?
Pete Davidson.
True.
Okay.
That was the worst one. Okay, that's level one, you guys.
So that level was supposed to be like playful, fun, lighthearted,
ice breaking.
Okay, so we're going to get ready for round two.
Okay, level two is connection. Should I go first since...
Yeah.
Right? Just like every round now?
Right.
What question are you trying to answer most in your life right now?
Oh.
I'm going to love this round.
I'm getting a little impatient in like every aspect of my life. I feel like up until now, I've been such like a fast moving human. I've always like jumped from stages of life, mm-hmm. as you will, and I'm kind of stagnant right now. So a big question I've been asking myself is like, okay, what's next? Where am I gonna, like, what's moving for me right now? It's mm-hmm. It feels so unnatural for me to not have something big going on in my life, or like me working heavily towards something, and right now I'm not.
Yeah,
I feel like I'm not working heavily towards something. I'm not investing myself in something new, which feels weird. And that's a big question that I've been asking myself is like, okay, when is that going to come?
Have you tried asking or doing quite the opposite, just kind of allowing the stagnant energy? Like,
so I talked to a psychic and she told me that I would be going through this, or I am going through this. So I found a little comfort in that. And she told me to milk it and to
embrace
it. It's just hard. I'm trying to. I'm like,
you're doing a good job.
Thank you.
You are.
I'm okay right now. I'm like content, but I'm also, that little spark in me is like, okay, come on, what's next?
Right. And on to, like, I feel like a big factor that a lot of people are relating to is the stagnant energy in the pandemic.
Right.
That's a big part of it.
Yeah. This past year has really like thrown my, this plateau in my life into full effect. It just like kind of enhanced it even more.
Cause you're literally stuck too.
Right.
Yes.
So yeah, I'm doing the best I can. I feel like.
Keep asking the universe.
Okay.
Sorry. I thought it was my turn.
No. Finish the sentences. Strangers would describe me as blank. Only I know that I am blank.
So am I, I'm talking about myself?
Yes.
Strangers would describe me as intimidating. Only I know that I am accepting of others unconditionally.
That's a good one. And that's a true one.
Yeah. I mean, I only went to that because I've been told that.
Yeah.
Constantly by so many strangers. Oh my God, I was scared of you when I met you. I'm like, I love you.
Right.
For no reason. For every reason. You know, like.
Yeah.
That's why I'd say. Reminder, be more interested in understanding others than being understood. That's all it says. This is actually really crazy. I had a dinner last night with my managers and we were talking about the power of just listening. And this is something, this card is like, the universe just threw this card in my face because that's something I really want to work on, is just listening more and not always needing to put input in. Cause I love to give advice so much, but it's not always needed. Sometimes people just need to talk and you just need to listen.
You know, I think my brother actually told me once, I want to get it right. He had said, normalize being a good listener without being relatable and have sharing your experiences.
Yeah.
Which is hard.
It's hard because it's like, naturally, I want to say my experience to make you feel comfortable.
Yeah.
But like your brother just said, don't worry about being relatable.
Sometimes just lend an ear.
Yes. And that's, I need to start doing that more. So
that's a cool reminder.
I like that.
Do you want to pick another question or do you want me to just go?
No, I think that's kind of the point. It's like a little just like break in the game.
Okay. When you're asked how are you, how often do you answer truthfully?
God, it depends who's asking. How often? Not often. Like,
I would say
No. Just because I am like, I don't feel like giving the whole thing because then I have to give you a backstory and I'm like, it's just too much to catch up when, quite frankly, you probably, not that you don't care, but like, it's not the answer you're looking for.
Right.
You're just saying it because it's part of society's greeting. Hi, how are you?
That bugs me.
I know. We talk about this a lot when like we talk to guys on dating apps. We're like, we don't want to hit them with the how are you because it's so just like played.
Yeah. And I, yeah, like you said, I care how people are doing, mm-hmm. but no one wants to like go that deep the first time you talk to someone. And it's always a greeting. Why is it always a greeting?
I don't know. Because that's a very large answer if you actually want it.
Exactly.
So why is it this quick, like, hi, how's it going? Like, it, hold on.
Yeah.
Do you want me to tell you? You got a second? Or are you just my barista? Like, oh my God.
What?
This card says, how are you really?
You guys.
I swear it's, how are you really? Oh my God.
And when I opened this earlier, because I read the instructions earlier today, the cards fell out of the box. Remember I put them all back in? Like these were shuffled.
How are you really, Alex?
I'm okay. I kind of touched on it earlier. Mm-hmm. I'm plateauing.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm at a plateau.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm stagnant in life and it sucks.
It's only temporary.
Yeah. That's what's keeping me going is I know that like there's.
The truth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got to get moving soon.
Is it asking me too?
Sure. Yeah. I like that.
Okay. I'm surprised I didn't talk about this at the start of the episode. I just had one of the best therapy sessions before coming in to record this episode, you guys. I don't even know if I want to get into it because I feel like it could be its own episode.
Totally. And it will be.
I just leveled up in my like spiritual journey. Like something just clicked in my head in that session that I genuinely stood up and felt different in my vessel.
I feel like after today, your life will be changed forever.
That's what today has been. Yep. My life is different right now already. Oh, it's great. That's how I am. I'm good.
Oh,
it's good. Oh, I'm so happy.
I'm so happy for you.
I feel
you.
Light.
That's really cool. Has a stranger ever changed your life?
Oh my God. Yes, absolutely.
When they were a stranger?
Yeah, and I'm not just saying this because we're on the podcast, but every Thursday you guys change both of our lives, like reading all the passages, especially this past Thursday, 28.5. I literally talked about Sarah, the last passage that you read in 28.5. I talked about that passage in my therapy session and talked about how that passage and Sarah as a person, if you're listening, your story made me feel something I've never felt before, which was not crazy. Like, usually I'm like, am I just being dramatic about my childhood? Am I being, like, a wimp? Blah, blah. No, like, you made me feel heard and related to and not alone. And you are a stranger. Yeah. I have never met you. So, hey, Sarah, thank you.
That's really cool.
Yeah, that's it. Oh, it's my turn.
Yeah.
Wild card. Press shuffle on your music library. Explain the first song that comes up.
Cool. Okay.
What's the name of the song?
Okay, so the song is Young and Alive by Bozzy. And fun fact, this is a Elton John song.
Oh, yeah. I remember when we like came to that, we were like,
yeah.
Holy shit.
Well, we were listening to it. And my mom was like, this isn't the original.
Yeah.
It's Elton John.
Hell yeah.
We love Bozzy.
We love Bozzy. I also feel like this is a very relevant song. Like, we're talking all about inner child and shit. Like, yeah. This is, wow.
We're young and alive right now.
We are young and alive. Oh, my God. We are young and alive right now.
Maybe we should name this episode that.
Young and alive. Should I get a tattoo on my ribs? My rib cage?
For Bozzy.
Dash Bozzy.
Dash Elton.
Elton and Bozzy.
Okay.
Elton / Bozzy.
Oh, my turn.
Yeah, your turn.
What title would you give this chapter in your life?
Young and Alive? No.
Damn.
I would give it Let Go to Gain Control.
Wow. That's great.
That's what I would call it. And that's what my realization was today in therapy. So
nice.
Yes. I even talked about, I did the chapter reference to you when I came in my room for my session. I was like, I feel like I just reached another chapter in my book.
The rest is still unwritten.
Oh, my God. What is something you wouldn't want to change about yourself?
I don't know if this is going to sound conceited, but, like, a lot. Like,
good.
Everything.
That
I don't know.
Great. That is not conceited. That's security.
The first place my head went was my upbringing. My family.
Yep.
I wouldn't trade that for anything.
That's beautiful.
Thanks.
Good.
That's it.
That's a lot. That's not just that's it.
Right.
That's a fucking lot.
Right. That's everything. Okay. What would your younger self not believe about your life today?
Oh, my God. Everything. She would not believe how close she is with her sister now.
At all.
She'd be like, what? No.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
Yes. Wild card.
You get all the... I've not gotten one wild cards. I'm jealous.
I know. Sorry. Do you want to switch spots?
No.
Both players write an embarrassing fun fact about yourselves. Play a game of rock, paper, scissors. Loser must reveal. All right, we'll be right back. We're going to write this down real quick.
Okay.
Okay, we just wrote them on a cute little piece of paper. Now we'll rock, paper, scissors.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Go on, shoot.
One. Okay.
We'll go rock, paper, scissors, go.
Okay.
Okay, ready?
Rock, paper, scissors, go.
We both did scissors. Okay, go again.
Rock, paper, scissors, go.
I said shit. I cutted you.
Oh, shit. So that means I have to reveal my secret.
I got scissors, you got paper.
And scissors cut paper.
They do. That's why they're on Earth.
Okay, you guys.
Everybody laugh at Alex. What is it?
I still sleep with stuffed animals.
Oh, yeah.
I have two.
Yes.
You guys.
I would, if I didn't have a dog, I would definitely have a stuffed animal.
They're the two that I've had since, I remember when I got it. Yeah. It was from a gift shop in San Francisco with my Oma. And it was a little dog. His name's Kobe Bryant.
That's his full name?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Little dog. And then I have an elephant that my mom got me for Valentine's Day 1 year when I was like probably six.
Aww.
Still have him.
Didn't Kobe have a nose job?
Yes. His nose fell off over the years. And now as they do.
As nose dudes do.
And it's a button from my Oma's sweater.
Oh, I love that. That's even better.
Totally.
Even better. Yeah. I love that.
You know what I was thinking? There's someone on TikTok who like refurbishes stuffed animals.
Yo.
I know. But I don't want to. She like completely gives it an. I like don't want to. It's all. It has like.
Energy.
Yeah.
Life.
Yeah. I don't want to make it all fluffy and stiff and new.
Yeah. Well, you know? I mean, I'm sure you can customize what they do to it. Like if you're just
and
like.
Her work is beautiful.
Yeah. Wait, send me that. That's,
okay, I will.
Are we on refurbished TikTok? Refurbished talk?
Stuffed animal TikTok.
Oh my God.
Scary.
That was my sixth one for this round. So you should have one more, right?
Yeah.
Because I went first. Yeah. You have one more.
Oh, okay. What is the most unexplainable thing that's ever happened to you?
Whoa.
You want to know where I went?
Where?
Your dreams that you have with your sister.
Oh my God.
She.
We'll talk about it more when my sister comes on the podcast for sure. But how do I even sum this up? We have a reoccurring dream that we had as children. Honestly, up until like early teens, we had this. And we found this out only a year ago that once we expressed these recurring childhood dreams to each other, where I wake up in mine when I'm like done with the dream and I shake out of it, hers starts.
And it's the same setting. It's the same storyline.
Yep.
She picks up where you left
off. Time of day, like everything. And it's all about aliens. There's a lot of alien shit in my family and, that's it. Yeah, we'll get into that when Monica comes on the podcast.
Crazy and unexplainable.
So unexplainable. Fucking weird.
Okay, so we're going to get ready for the third level or third part.
Okay.
Reflection.
Level three, reflection. Wild card. Both players write a note to your younger selves.
Oh.
1 minute option to compare. I think we should do it.
Okay.
Okay, first card. In one word, describe how you feel right now.
Happy.
So simple. That's all it
takes. Okay, that's all it takes.
Yes.
Whoa.
Okay.
Do you want to answer?
No.
Okay. What do you recommend I let go of, if anything? Shit.
And listen.
Wait, what?
Listen to me. What I'm about to say.
Okay. Shit.
Let go of, how do I word this? Like, allow people to help you on your emotional journey.
Okay.
Just people. Not necessarily a therapist. Just allow, let go of that wall. Let go of that resistance.
Okay.
Good luck.
Thanks. I'll try.
Godspeed. Wild card, take a selfie together.
No. Can you stop getting all the wild cards?
Okay.
Oh, are we taking a selfie? Okay. I wasn't even, I didn't know we were ready. Okay. It's perfect. Cute.
I love it.
We'll post this on our Instagram.
This is, we're posting this.
I love it so bad. Okay. Cool.
Go ahead. Okay. Do you believe everyone has a calling? If so, do you think I've found mine? Wait. Yeah.
I do not believe everyone has a calling. And I don't want that to be taken bad, because I also think the stigma around having a calling can also be very toxic for people, because then you start being hard on yourself,
yeah,
for not finding it, and you're holding your worth to something you can't find and you might not ever find, because it's not the meaning of life,
right?
You're not here for one thing and one thing only. We're all part of the collective. We're all the universe experiencing itself. Some people are here to just vibe.
Yeah.
Just straight up fucking vibe. And you are just as worthy as the billionaires in the world, like, that are, you know, up there on paper and everything. Like, it's all part of the collective. We all have different meanings.
Nice.
What do you think my defining characteristic is?
Your ability to make other people feel comfortable.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That made my stomach drop. Why?
In a good way?
Yeah, like, not in an anxiety way. Like, okay, in good. A, like, a shock.
Okay.
Cool. Okay. I was going to say dig deeper, but I don't want to use my card.
Oh. Okay.
I want to use it. I feel like, should we just force ourselves to use it on the last question?
Yeah.
I feel like it's like a cool little crescendo. Wait, that's not my turn. Go ahead.
Right. Okay. Wild card. My first wild card.
Oh, congrats.
Create your own question. Make it count.
Oh, me or you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, wait.
I think it's you.
Can we do a different one?
Okay.
What do you think I should know about myself that perhaps I'm unaware of? Okay.
What?
I hate this.
Why? Well, don't hate it. Nobody is your enemy.
No, I know, but we were just talking about this.
I know, but this is also a lesson worth learning. Don't hate it. Don't okay. hate that question.
Okay.
There's nothing to hate.
Okay.
You are in control. I'm not going to say anything that's going to hurt you.
I know.
And if I do, tell me.
Okay.
What was the question? What do you think you should know yourself that you're unaware of?
This makes my skin itch.
Don't. Breathe. What do I think that you should know about yourself that you're unaware of? I feel like I want to say this to your child self more. Okay. Like your, like when we, not right when we met, because fifth grade was a little young, but maybe like middle school, going into high school. You are and will be so much more than your academic success. Live a little.
Okay.
Like, don't feel like you need to only prove yourself in that field, because you're more than that.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I like that.
Okay.
That's helpful.
Did I word that right? Like, yeah. It made sense in my head.
Yeah. No, I get it.
I feel like that was a big thing. You were very focused on it.
Yeah, I do like amount myself to that.
To the degree and the grades, and those are all insane, amazing, and once in a lifetime type of accomplishments, but you already know. That's why I said it to your child self. Like, you already know there's so much more to that.
Yep.
More than that. And I feel like that would have been good for you to hear.
Totally.
But also, it got you where you were now. Wild card. This one's stupid. What has this conversation taught you about yourself?
Whoa. Nothing like huge and revolutionary. I guess to like relax a little.
Yes.
There's been like a couple like little sprinkles here and there where I'm like, okay, Alex, chill.
Yeah. Nothing to be afraid of. It's just your emotions. They're not scary.
Ugh.
They are scary, actually. But like,
terrifying.
But that it's okay.
Right.
To be scared of them. Don't, you know, like, it's not, when you're scared of an emotion, it's not a sign to run. It's a sign of rockiness, but like the only way out is through.
Right.
Feel it.
Yeah. That's what I've learned. Okay. Wild card. Boring.
Boring.
Wild cards are not as wild as you think.
Yeah.
Wild card.
They're like chill cards.
Okay. Both players share something you're most grateful for in this current moment.
My health. I feel really, I've been really, really on my health shit this past, like, I feel like 2 months I've been really healthy, and I am so grateful for that. I feel strong. My back pain is better because I'm gaining muscle. Like, I feel healthy, and I'm very grateful for that.
The people in my life, kind of everyone. I've tried to tell myself recently more often to appreciate everyone that I come across. Like, find one thing and say thank you in my head for that person.
I love that.
And I've been doing that every time I come across anyone, and it's been really helpful. It makes me appreciate more than just that one thing I say in my head. It makes me I like lay down in bed that night and I'm like, wow, I'm lucky to have been thankful for a lot today.
Yes. And that creates a even bigger meaning of every human interaction.
Yeah.
Cause like we're so quick to like grab the drink from the barista and move on with our day. But like, that's a whole ass life. Like, you just touched their life.
Yeah.
I love that. Try to find a reason to be thankful of
every person you, yeah.
Oh my God, I'm going to do that. I love that.
Say, even if it's just like, I'm so thankful that you were here and made my Starbucks drink. Cause I would like,
this, you gave me energy for the day. Yeah. I love that. God, I love that so much. What do you think I fear the most?
Love.
Yeah. That's just kind of scary.
Yeah.
First time getting dunked on, kind of nervous. Yeah.
Yeah. Love.
Right now, I'm afraid of love, which is weird because I wasn't afraid of it ever.
No, I think you didn't know how to like handle it, and now you're realizing that you didn't know how to handle it, and now that it like has the chance to come at you full force, you still don't know how to handle it, but you know that you're working on how to handle it.
Yes.
Does that make sense?
Absolutely. Okay. Absolutely.
Cool. What would make you feel closer to me?
If you like, it sounds weird, but like if you cried more in front of me. Yeah. And like,
it's a very private thing for me.
And that, which, you know, rightfully so, but like, it feels really good. I can say that from firsthand whenever I come to you and I cry. I literally did it right before we got here. Like, it feels so good to share that with you, because I think we both hold each other to that standard in our, like, our journeys and on every level, especially emotional. Like, I feel like we keep each other pretty updated with where we're at emotionally. But that is the one part where sometimes I'm like, where is she at right now?
Yeah.
Because you haven't expressed it to me in a while. But I also am very aware that, like, personally, I like it when people dig and get my emotions out of me because I kind of need that. But I know that's not as easy for you. And it's way more uncomfortable. And it can actually piss you off, for lack of a better word. And I
know
that's
the
last thing I want. I don't ever want you mad at me. Like, God, no. Why would I? Who would ever want that?
Right.
So I find that I don't know when to push or to stop pushing. So I take this card to ask you to start doing it more if you're comfortable.
Okay.
Because I'm here. I'm ready. I have a lot of tools.
You're right.
And if not, I'll just listen. I will just listen.
Okay.
I think it'd be cool. I'm going to cry. Okay.
I know, me too. Shit. I'm like...
Okay, last card. This is my sixth card of this round.
Okay. Uh-oh.
Oh, God, it's a wild card.
Is it a good one? Because if it's not, throw it.
No, it's not a good one. It's like going through each other's Instagram. I think the wild cards are like, all right, let's be not as deep for a sec.
Okay. And it's, we have to remember this is for strangers.
True. Yeah. Why did we play this? Oh,
Uh-oh.
Why do you think we met?
Shit. I mean, the obvious answer is like, we... Stop.
I'm like already crying.
I can't say it. I'm going to cry. We're meant to be in each other's lives.
Absolutely. Oh my God. It like overwhelms me to give even a reason.
Yeah.
Because if we didn't meet.
Oh God.
I don't think I'd be here. I don't think I'd be here. I don't know. I don't know why we met, but I don't even want to question it. No. Doesn't even just feel weird to question?
Like a thousand reasons, but also one. Like,
right. Why not? Literally, why not?
Oh, fuck.
I don't know. That's why.
This is tough, but great.
Yeah, no, this is good. These are good tears. Oh, my God. I'm not sad. Oh, my sad. God. Yeah. I'm like, this is
You're
cool.
like, the last cards are literally... Can you cry more in front of me? And I'm fucking falling.
True. Yeah. That's why we met.
Wow.
Okay, go ahead. Okay. Oh, also, I didn't use my dig deeper. We didn't use it. Whatever. Okay,
no need.
Yeah, we went deep.
How do our personalities complement each other?
Oh, my God. The most simple way to put it... is you are the structure I need. I am the relaxation you need.
Yeah. And we've said that since day one.
Oh, yeah.
We're polar opposites, but like we're like magnets.
Yes. It's like we're extreme people individually. So if we didn't have each other, yeah. I think we'd be stuck in like a one lane.
We just heavily bound. We bring each other to the middle.
Yes.
We heavily balance each other out.
Yes. Oh my God.
Wow, you guys. This
play was this game, play you guys.
This was crazy.
Holy shit. Thank you to We're Not Really Strangers for sending this. But like I said, Liza also got me it. I literally have two of these games. So thank you, Liza, and We're Not Really Strangers. Because yeah. I don't know which one this one is exactly. But
wow.
This is great.
I feel like I leveled up.
Me too. I'm just having one of those days where like everything.
I think you're going to remember this day for the rest of your life.
Abso-fucking-lutely. That's exactly it. And I'm so glad we have this episode to like look back on.
Yes.
Now. Oh my gosh, you guys, this was crazy. This is such a good game. We contemplated playing this because it is obviously kind of just about us. And it almost felt like, is it like narcissistic of us to only play a game that literally has to do with our relationship? But
I feel like this was the only opportunity for you guys to get to know us on like such a deeper level that like one topic can't cover these emotions. What absolutely. We said.
Yeah.
I hope it came across that way.
Yeah. I hope you guys got something from this, from even us expressing our struggles right now. And if you relate to them, you're not alone because you're never alone. Or even if you got a chuckle out of this, I don't know. This was really great for us. So yeah. If we have to take this episode and just call it a benefit for us.
I hope you guys liked it.
Yeah.
I think you guys will. Okay. We didn't use our Dig Deeper cards. So we want you guys to use your Dig Deeper card. Anything that we both said today, let us know either in the comments below or Twitter. What's one thing that you want us to like really go in on? We'll give you like a full backstory and we'll tell you, we'll really like hash it out. Anything that we said today.
Yep. And like, if you want to add on to that, like we can still give you advice based off it. So totally. I'm assuming you guys would pick a question that you identify with. So we hope that this Thursday episode will still serve its purpose as giving advice to you guys.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we'll go deep into whatever it is that you give us. Like, give, yeah.
So maybe when you give us the Dig Deeper card, tell us why and why you identify with it and why you want us to go deeper. So
and
that
how it could help you.
Yes. Does that make sense? Just so we can help you guys. I don't want this to come off as so narcissistic, but like, we do also feel like this will help people.
Yeah.
And if we're totally wrong, let us know and
we'll figure something out.
But yeah.
Thanks for watching.
I just had a really bad
time. Crying with us.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. That was really emotional, but it felt good. This is all good things. I cried last episode too. I've been crying. I never cried on the internet up until Advice. Damn.
We'll get there.
Yeah. It's all good. We love you guys so much and definitely suggest playing this game. Also, did you hear the baby dinosaur on my throat?
Yeah, I thought it was me.
Oh, that was me. Also, again, not sponsored at all, but follow We're Not Really Strangers on Instagram. They post really, really good posts that have really good quotes or like, but they're not like corny quotes. Like, it's very much like these cards that are just like, hey, reminder that, you know, blah, blah, blah. It's a really fun Instagram to follow too. And they have really cute merch. This sounds like a full ass plug. It's not. I stand by
it. This game has been in our like game cabinet for months. And we were like, fuck, should we just play this game? Because we haven't played it yet. Yep. I'm so glad we did it for the first time.
Yeah, me too. I feel like it forced us to get like more vulnerable.
Right.
All right. We love you guys so much. Let us know if what we said for Thursday didn't make sense. Tweet us if you have any questions at Advice Podcast. If you are listening on Apple Podcasts, please rate it 5 stars and leave a review. It really helps us out. If you are watching on YouTube, hi.
Hi.
Subscribe, turn on your notifications, and give this video a big, fat, juicy
thumbs up.
Thumbs up.
And comment something.
Yes.
There's something. Forget that.
Comment songs you want us to take off the playlist.
Oh, yes, 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 yes.
Please let us know.
And we'll do that.
All right, you guys. We love you so much.
Love you.
See you Monday. Or Thursday. Oh my God, I have to go. Okay, bye.
Bye.